Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Lynn Scherr. We've been talking about the elections taking place in South Africa today. It is the most significant election since the end of apartheid. There are 23 million registered voters and an expected, listen to this, 80% turnout. We're going to go now to Port Elizabeth on South Africa's south coast to talk to two of the voters. First of all, good morning, Ati Singapi. You are 24 years old, I understand. And you're one of the born frees, a voter who came of age after apartheid. This is a great day for you, right?
Certainly is. Thank you very much.
Have you voted yet, Ati?
Not yet. I'm still on my way to go and cast my vote.
And as I understand...
until 9 o'clock.
Okay. As I understand it, you own a travel business. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Who are you going to vote for? Will you tell us?
Certainly, no shame in that. I'm definitely going for the breakaway group, the group that broke away from the ANC, and that is the COPE party.
And why are you voting for COPE and not for the ANC?
The ANC has been full of promises which they haven't lived up to. I'm voting for COPE as they represent the new hope and the new change that this country needs very much at this point in time.
Ati, stay on the line for a minute. I want to also go to Tandukolo Bomali, another voter speaking to us from Port Elizabeth. Mr. Bomali, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, and who are you going to vote for today?
Lucky, I have already voted.
And
so,
who?
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem telling you that I voted for the ANC.
So you voted for the ANC, which means that Jacob Zuma will be your candidate.
Because Jacob Zuma.
And why did you vote for the ANC?
Yeah. You know, the ANC has been there for us. Yeah, I know we have challenges along our way. But with the policies that they have, especially for our people, they are catering mostly for the blacks, but in the long run, I know that it's going to cater for everyone. You see? So ANC is the best party for us.
Okay, but you say they've taken care of you. You are, as I understand it, unemployed. There's a huge unemployment rate in South Africa. Do you think Mr. Zuma is going to fix that?
Yeah. I think, there's going to be a change. Yeah, just to take you back, you know, it's been from the apartheid era. We are still new on the democracy. So it's still a learning area for us. But I think things are going to change for now. At least we've got 15 years of democracy.
Okay. Mr. Bomali, thank you. Ati Singapi, let me talk to you very briefly. You don't trust Jacob Zuma, is that right?
I don't trust him one bit. He's full of promises. He has not lived up to his promises. They've put good policies in place. But those policies are all fancy and rosy in paper, but they fail to implement. ANC people always kind of uplift each other. There's no fairness. There's no democracy in that party. It's all about themselves and who they favor.
Wow. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what elections are
all
about.
Yes, indeed. Right, I feel like I'm there, right on the streets of Port Elizabeth.
These two nice people. Thank you both for joining us, Ati Singapi and Tandukolo Bomali from Port Elizabeth, South Africa. And the polls are still open, so if you're listening to us in South Africa, go and vote.
ANC versus COPE and, I guess, 199 other parties.
23 million voters. It's going to be quite a day.